Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And tomorrow we'll talk a little bit more about the homestand and what's ahead specifically. But they finished the road trip 500. And I don't care who you are in baseball, but certainly with where this team has been in the past, I'll always sign up. Always sign up for a 500 road trip. I don't care who you're playing. Whether it's the White Sox or you're playing the Dodgers and the Yankees, you always sign up for a 500 road trip, especially when you take a deeper look at what occurred during the road trip. A road trip in which they once again got great pitching, and that includes the bullpen too. Not just started, the bullpen was actually really good.
Yep, for sure.
But the offense disappeared for a couple days, and that's going to happen across the baseball season. It's why they were able to have a 500 road trip, because when the bats weren't there, the pitching still was. And a year ago, when the bats weren't there, there also wasn't any pitching, and that's why the team was X amount of games already under 500. The reason why this team is 12-7 right now is because while the offense struggled, their pitching still stabilized things. They got multiple guys really struggling right now. Two of the longest hitless streaks based on plate appearances are on this team, and yet they're a team that's 12-7.
Look, I can only solve one problem at a time. I'm working on a Michael Garcia song. MJ Melendez's problems have got to be put on the back burner for me at the moment.
Longest plate appearance streak since their last hit. Michael Garcia has the third longest streak right now, 25 plate appearances. Then I think Melendez has like the sixth or seventh longest at 23 plate appearances. And yet the team had a 500 road trip, and that's why you can, you know, there shouldn't be any panic or anything. And you're right, Cody. You said you've been demanding a Garcia song.
Yeah, that's correct. And you said you can't stop me because the Pasquantino one is still bearing fruit.
I just mentioned Melendez is struggling. Are you, why are you only picking Garcia now?
Well,
confused how you're doing this.
Garcia was already on my radar for struggling because he was struggling before this long hitless streak. And so it just, I don't know, just like stood out more maybe at the time.
You know there's some risk with this, right? Because you're
what's
correct.
The risk?
Here's the risk for you. Great success on Pasquantino Re-Air.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't pulled up the stats recently, but he might be hitting 500 since.
Because Vinny's still hitting very well. And so you can ride that and ride that for a long time. But you know what happens on the flip side.
Up the next one.
If you sing a new Garcia song that you're promising, I guess, at some point in the next day, and Garcia still doesn't hit for a day or two, or that night, tomorrow night, let's call it.
Then you're calling it over.
Then what do you say?
Look, then we'll have to have a different conversation. But in the 7 games since we did the live Pasquantino, 500, 567 on base, 1,000 slugging percentage, 1650 OPS. Man's got 3 home runs, 10 RBI, and 5 walks. Only 2 strikeouts in those 7 games. He's been on a tear.
Oh, yeah. He's been one of the best hitters in baseball recently.
So I am willing, because the offense, you're right. The reason why I'll take the 3-3 road trip is, one, 500 road trips in general, just for baseball's sake, you normally should just kind of lock in if you can get them. It's harder to play in different parks because your team's not built around it. We see that specifically with this Royals team. But more importantly, like you said, they straight up are not hitting. They got like two guys in the lineup who are getting on base. One of them is Hunter Renfroe. The other is Vinny Pasquantino. Bobby's still hitting fine. But, you know, they don't have a lot of things going offensively, and they still got through a 5-0 road trip. They weren't going to beat as much as I thought, maybe for a little bit. They weren't going to win all 13 games, I didn't think, against the White Sox.
They could have wrapped up the season series yesterday.
Locked in a seven win total.
They could have already wrapped up on April the 8th or 17th, I guess, then yesterday. The season series. We're going to have to wait until they play again in July for them to lock that up.
So I figured it was better to wait, but we can. I'm open here on the text line. 913-586-7610. The Mikel Garcia song is done.
It's done.
You might remember that I pitched three possible songs a couple of days ago that I was considering for the Mikel Garcia song. I chose none of those.
Okay.
So despite the fact I took it to air and we were talking about I'm in Love with a Stripper or Hips Don't Lie, or I think everyone's seeming favorite at the time, which was Maria Maria, to the tune of Garcia Garcia, I wanted to maintain some of the things that worked with Pasquantino, which was, for starters, the song is called Pasquantino. This song is called Mikel. It's named right after him. There's no mystery in it. It is his name, and that's the song I'm singing. I don't want to ruin it by saying which song and to the listeners, but good news is for you. In about a half an hour, my son Desmond drew a picture teasing what the song will be for tomorrow.
I have a guess, I think, as to what the song...
You have a guess, huh?
I do, as to what the song title
will
be.
Don't guess it out loud. You can tell me in break.
I won't.
But it's out there. The song is complete, but I figure we should save it for a game day. So my opinion is that we wait to air the song until tomorrow because that's what worked for Pasquantino. Everybody in agreement?
Oh, it makes sense. They're not playing tonight.
Someone says, Garcia will be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine as soon as the song airs. It's early and every player slumps. And that I don't disagree with. We talked about with
that text.
Vinny.
That text, what I've been saying the whole time, that by the time this season is over, if we're the pace we're on right now,
sing a song for all 26 players.
You're going to be singing a song for everybody on the roster because, yes, it's a 162 game baseball season. Mikel Garcia, MJ Melendez, Vinny, who, you know, Bobby, even, believe it or not, might have a couple game slot.
Bobby
already has a song. I know it's crazy, but
it's cool. I don't have to write a new one.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt Jr. is here, is already a song.
Yeah, that's going to happen. I don't care if you're a 110 win baseball team, you're going to have players that go through 5, 6, 7 game slides. But this is the precedent we have now set on the show going forward for the 2024 baseball season.
Oh, man. They are. Yeah. I mean, I'm not promising a song for every player. It worked for Vinny. Garcia was mired in a slump, and I thought I'd try to help. Look, the problem is I might set myself up poorly because if Garcia, let's say, over the weekend goes 9-for-15, gets some ribbies, feels good, but MJ Melendez's cold streak continues, I got a whole nother problem. I don't even have an idea of a song I would do for MJ Melendez. So
yeah,
that's
Drew look up the other day, just what, you know, we like to do. We've talked about having new t-shirts in the future and things like that. I had Drew look up the cost for custom molded earplugs, Cody and Gold earplugs, for those that
just
text
for
in. There's a couple people that text in. They says my dog's ears can only take so much. So I don't know if we need to have some custom Cody and Gold earplugs just for the 2 minute stretch. For those that say they're going to change the station when the song is sung and things like that, we can get some custom Cody and Gold ones.
One thing I hadn't looked at is length of song, because I tried to honor some things that worked for the Pasquantino song. The Pasquantino song was 2 minutes and 4 seconds.
Yeah. Are you worried that this is going to mess that up? That you can't have...
Oh, you can't have two songs floating around at the same time?
That's right. That's right.
I'll be honest. Hadn't considered that. I would hope that that's not the case.
The ones that I'm looking up right now, $26, actually. Not too expensive. 31 decibel noise reduction.
For how many? Just one pair?
Yes.
No, I'm talking about promotional ones, Drew.
He means foam ones.
We need the foam ones with a CNG on it, and we can order about 1,000 of those, please.
You want to be able to
order those? Promotional foam?
I have no idea. We need some promotional Cody and Gold earplugs.
Well.
Just to be used during songs being sung on the radio.
I mean, it does appear you can get promotional earplugs with graphics on them.
Well, I'm sure you can get you can get your logo on anything, so that doesn't surprise me.
You're not surprised by that? Okay.
1,000 of them.
Well, either way, the song's done, and I think we should do it tomorrow. Mm. I will send out a photo that indicates what song I have covered later. Desmond drew me a picture to try to give you... It's like a game of guessing, so that way you can figure out what it is. I honestly feel really good about the Royals still. Like, I know that they let that one get away yesterday, but they could have let both get away. They were trailing. The offense was struggling. Salvador Perez stepped up to the plate, mashed a homer. Bullpen shut it down, and they got the first one. The more important of the two, yeah, to just guarantee the series win, guarantee your first road series, guarantee a 500 road series. And they were still in it till the bitter end then. Honestly, if Dairon Blanco doesn't get caught stealing, taking second, there's a decent chance they tie that game up too. They let it get away, which happens certainly in those games, but still, I feel very good about the Royals.
Yeah, 500.
I'm ready for Massey to come up and some other offensive players to keep going, but still, I mean, I feel okay with it.
And assuming if Massey's back is good after, yes, he had another home run in AAA Omaha, by the way.
He sure did.
His back is good to go and feeling good still today after the game, you wonder if that's a move. We mentioned yesterday, other than calling up the 27th man for the doubleheader, they hadn't made a move with the big league club. I think the Royals are now the last team, because the Rockies, I think, made a move yesterday. So I think the Royals are the last team in baseball now, other than because of a doubleheader, haven't made a move related to the big league club, which is not normal for this time. It speaks to, one, how well things are going. Also, they've been healthy. And so we'll see if there's a move this weekend at all on the Massey front. Maybe tomorrow. It depends on how he's feeling.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.